do you think that the ladies who were protesting were being supported by people to disturb the political peace in Sudan? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think that the women protesting and trying to submit a petition to the Supreme Court against the police, they tried to take this case as a political issue, whereas there is no any relationship between the video, which already I think have been made before 1 year. And I think this is only a time exploited by the women and some people, political group, maybe pushed the women to do so to disturb the political situation, especially now we are now very near to the date of referendum of self-determination of the South. And if we look to the case of the video, we can ask a question: why those people who are behind the video didn't declare or try to disseminate this video at that time of the incident? And this gives us indication that there is a link between the political agenda of some groups, including SPLM and others, to disturb the referendum and to make chaos and to do something which will serve their political purposes. This is the only thing, the only way to interpret the highlighting of such issue in this time.
Why are you blaming the SPLM and other groups for doing that? Do you have any evidence that they are behind it?
Yes, because SPLM all the time, they said that the unity is not attractive because of implementation of Sharia. And they are now trying to show that Sharia is like this. Whereas this is not, Sharia is not a law only. Sharia is to be only limited in the punishments of the people who are committing crimes. And they are now want to only demolish and to make the picture of Sharia like that, and to also to demolish the picture and to distort the picture of the government, that the government is abusing rights, human rights, and the government is doing a lot of things which is not in the context of respecting human beings, and etc. And the question is why this issue, which took place 1 year back, comes to picture now. And, you know, a lot of Western media and Arab media, they brought this video as a new incident, which is not. That is why I think the video dissemination and this protest and petition and gathering this morning by women against the video all linked together with the political situation in our country. And these political groups, they are targeting the collapse of the political system in our country. I think also which they target is to also distort the picture of the government and the judicial system also, as well as to distort the picture of the police authorities, and all these also can be looked into from this point of view.
Well, the United States government has appointed an envoy to help resolve the Darfur crisis. What is the NCP's position on that?
I don't think that You know, we don't think that United States administration employees, they provide any help or assistance to our government to achieve peace or security in our country, because these boys, they come only to serve the agenda of the United States of administration. Now more than 40 boys appointed in different phases, in different governments, administrations, and we don't feel that they are doing any help or bringing for us any benefit to develop the situation here in Sudan from the side of security and peace achievement. But I think the voice only they serve the agenda of the United States administration in different phases, and I don't think that this new envoy will play a role better than the role that played by the envoys before him. And we are not relying on the efforts or the role that may be played by this new envoy, because we come to conclusion that the envoys, they just come to collect information and to pave the way for American administration to implement the American strategy in our country, whether this strategy relates to the implementation of CPA or the strategy that relates to the Darfur crisis. And we are now coming also to conclusion that we should only rely on our efforts and try to solve this problem without involvement of any external agent, so that the problem of Darfur can be solved, and the implementation of CPA also will be done. But if we leave any gap for external envoys like this envoy coming from the United States of America administration, then we should be ready for more aggravation and more escalation. And this is what we learned from the previous lessons, because the even every time when the American administration changed its envoy, we don't feel that the new envoy may help us or try to facilitate for us the way to achieve peace or to implement the coexistence from our different communities. That is why I can say in short that this new envoy will only serve the agenda of the administration and will not serve the agenda of our country. That is why I don't think that our government will pave the way or facilitate for him this role. But what we will concentrate upon, we are now trying our best to solve our problems without trying to involve any other external factor or external agent in our issues. And this is coming out from our experience for the few years back.
You said that they seem to be coming to spy on Sudan to serve the agenda of the U.S. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I cannot say spy, because now there is nothing. I mean, if even everything is clear, I mean, everything is under the sun. But what the envoy will do is to try to practice some pressure on our government, so that our government will comply with the agenda of United States of American administration. But up from now, I think that, and according to our experience, and depending on our experience, up from now, I don't think that our government will give response to any pressure coming from United States of America or from any other Western countries. And I think that it is quite enough for us that the trouble and the embargo and the sanctions not yet lifted, which is opposed our country without any crime or without any justification. And I don't think that this new envoy will do something better. And as they are saying that they will give incentives to us if we implement the CPA and if we leave the referendum to be conducted in a free atmosphere and transparent way. I don't think that incentives can be given to a country or a government to perform the duty or the that should be done. And actually, we told them that we don't in need of incentives, but this is obligation of CPA, and we are committed and adhere to all provisions of CPA, and we are not in need of incentives. Because now they are trying to say that if we are not ready to implement CPA, they are also ready to oppose or to impose more sanctions against our country. This is actually the behavior of the United States of America for a long time, and not now. That is why we don't think that the United States of America will change its behavior in this new phase, or will change its behavior by sending a new envoy for the issues of Sudan.
Are you saying that you are not going to work with the new envoy?
The new envoy, we are not. Actually, the new envoy has nothing with us. He will come, and he is not actually submitting everything which is with benefit for us. He is coming to listen and to collect data. And I sometimes when they try to give proposals for a solution of any problem, the solution is actually for the serving of the American agenda, not for the serving of the Sudan government or Sudan society. Believe me that the United States of American envoys, they are not even working with us, but they come to collect information, to practice pressure, to also to warn our government, either our government to go in the track that required by the United States of America, or otherwise that government will be subject for more sanctions. This is actually what will be done and what is done by different envoys coming to Sudan. And I don't think that this new envoy will go beyond all these types of agenda, which actually the United States of America administration is insisting to implement in our country.
So you don't think the envoy will help resolve the Darfur crisis?
No, I don't think so.